75 days until November 3rd and the midterm picture is coming into sharper focus. Prediction markets on Polymarket are giving Democrats an 88% probability of flipping the House, while the Senate sits within a single percentage point of either outcome. Those aren't the same number. The House confidence is driven largely by redistricting effects, generic ballot polling, and the historical pattern of the party out of power in wartime gaining seats when public approval of the conflict is mixed. The Senate toss-up reflects genuinely competitive individual races where candidate quality and local factors dominate.
The Jeffries Kushner secret meeting is the kind of story that tells you where the political center of gravity actually is, even when politicians publicly pretend otherwise. Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader, and Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and informal advisor, reportedly held a covert meeting to explore bipartisan deal-making ahead of the midterms. The practical question is what deals could plausibly cross that divide. Social security reform would be one answer, immigration is another, and the terms of the Iran conflict a third. The fact that this meeting happened at all suggests both sides see some value in a deal structure that survives a potential power shift in November.
Trump's South Carolina rally warning is worth taking seriously as a political signal, even if the framing is characteristically dramatic. He's telling Republican base voters that a House Democratic majority would immediately move to impeach him, which is both a mobilization tool and probably an accurate prediction. The strategic calculation is clear. If you want to protect the presidency, you need to hold the House, and if you think the House is potentially losable, you say the word impeachment repeatedly until your voters treat every congressional race like a presidential election.
The Michigan Senate race is getting genuinely ugly. Abdul El-Sayed, the Democratic candidate, publicly told Vice President Vance to leave my name out of it after Vance made comments in a campaign context touching on El-Sayed's background and religion. The Vance-El-Sayed clash over Sharia law and race is representative of a broader pattern in several Senate battlegrounds, where Republicans are leaning into cultural and identity arguments rather than purely economic ones. It puts Democrats in a difficult position. Engage the argument and risk amplifying it, or ignore it and let it define the candidate in voters' minds.
The Democratic split over Kamala Harris's midterm role is strategically significant. Candidates in red-leaning states are actively distancing themselves from the former vice president, while those in purple battlegrounds are welcoming her fundraising network and organizational infrastructure. That's a coherent tactical choice. Harris's approval numbers vary enormously by state, but it creates a messaging inconsistency that Republican operatives will exploit. Senator Van Hollen passing on Senate leadership to explore a 2028 presidential bid is another signal that the Democratic Party is already in its post-midterm configuration planning phase, which is either visionary or premature depending on how November goes.
The Social Security story may be the most durable policy issue of the cycle. The trust fund's projected depletion date has accelerated to late 2032. That's 6 years away, not a distant abstraction, and Trump is looking very seriously at Australia's retirement model, which requires mandatory employer-funded savings contributions from every worker. It's called the superannuation system, and it's worked reasonably well in Australia partly because it's been mandatory and universal since 1992. The political challenge of transplanting it to the United States is enormous. It requires either redirecting payroll taxes or adding new employer contributions, and either path faces ferocious opposition. But the fact that a Republican administration is studying it at all is a meaningful departure from prior Social Security debate.
Alaska is also worth a brief mention. Mary Peltola topped the Senate primary by more than 5 points over Republican Dan Sullivan, which is a substantial lead for a state Trump won by 12 points in 2024. Both advance to the general, and the GOP attacks over her missed votes are the opening salvo of what will be a resource-intensive campaign. Alaska's ranked-choice voting system adds another layer of complexity to predicting the outcome.